Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. Let's take a walk down memory lane, talking a lot about Olympic Conference and regional postseason basketball. Get a chance to visit with Rhett Wiersbe, who was a standout player in the Olympic Conference back in the day. A 2000 graduate from Farmington High School, played for his father, Tom Wiersbe. Of course, his older brother, Ben Wiersbe, also a Farmington farmer. Associate head coach of the Indiana University women's basketball team. We're going to get into that momentarily. Scored a big win over Iowa and Caitlin Clark this week. All right, when I say America's original March Madness experience, Rhett Wiersbe, a Farmington farmer through and through, what does that mean to you, and what type of memories does that bring back?
Oh, there's some great memories of, you know, postseason play, you know, starts with the regionals into the sectionals. I still remember playing up in Moline in the super sectional. You know, my sophomore year, we got down to Peoria and, you know, finished third, a team we thought was, you know, probably could have won the state championship, but, you know, finished third. But, you know, a lot of great battles, you know, the regionals and sectionals, you know, playing good teams, but also, you know, teams that you're familiar with, and just some great atmospheres.
It was interesting before we started rolling tape here with Rhett Wiersbe, but just talking about basketball in the local area. He said, is it right? Are there four old Olympic Conference teams playing for regional championships Friday night? We're recording this on Friday. And then he said two of the venues then also former Olympic Conference schools in Farmington and Monmouth, with Monmouth Roseville. So that league must have meant something to you, Rhett Wiersbe.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was great. I mean, it was, you knew night in, night out, you were playing good people, you know, tough competition. And that's what, you know, as competitors, you want to play against the best. And you knew night in, night out, you know, whether you were playing Macomb, Sherrard, Rock Ridge, Orion, like, they were going to be really good teams that were really well coached. And it's, I mean, those are some of the best memories, are playing in those venues with great crowds. That's why I can only imagine what those games are going to be like tonight. You know, is it Macomb, Sherrard playing in Farmington, and Rock Ridge, Aledo playing in Monmouth? Like, they're going to be great atmospheres with, you know, and I have not followed a whole lot, but I'm assuming those are four really good teams.
Yeah, and then how much did you love those days? You know, playing, as I say, you know, we say it smells like school spirit, repping, you know, the school colors, in playing in front of, you know, big crowds. And basically it's kind of, hey, it's my town against your town. It's my insurance agent against your insurance agent. It's my vet against your vet. It's, you know, whatever you want, my banker against your banker. I mean, how fun was that? And how much do you remember that type of stuff, you know, back in 2000?
Oh, I mean, it's awesome just because, you know, you're playing with these people that you've grown up with in front of your friends and your family who you've, you know, been around your entire life that are just packing arenas. You know, we'd go to places and there were standing, you know, lines to get into games for high school regionals and high school sectionals. You know, I remember playing, we played Abingdon in Knoxville, and the line was so far out the door. We show up, you know, 2 hours before, and we're getting standing claps as we're coming in from people out in the, you know, or just these people that have supported you for years. Even a crazy, you know, story is last night, you know, it's 25 years later. There are two Farmington fans that come up to the game last night, and they're wearing their Farmington t-shirts to our Indiana-Iowa game last night.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that on your social media Facebook page. I thought that was awesome. I'm like, man, is that the purple and gold of the farmers? I think it is. How much does your dad, you know, he's been out of the game as a head coach, and I know he actively follows you and your brother, who's coaching for Miami of Ohio. So how much do you think he misses, you know, being a head coach and this time of year when we're talking about, you know, regionals?
Oh, I mean, I know he misses just the, you know, the game planning, the strategy, but also, you know, kind of the relationships you make with the players, you know, on a daily, yearly basis. I know he misses me too. You know, he's up there after every game. You know, I talk with him and he's telling me things we could have done better and things we did well. And, you know, he'll come up and watch us play. And, but, you know, and I know he still keeps in contact with several of his former players of, you know, different memories they have. And, you know, I'm sure they're reaching out now, you know, it's regional time of, you know, all those regional atmospheres and experiences that, you know, he had coaching were great.
All right, let's segue now to women's college basketball, associate head coach at Indiana University. Let's first up talk about kind of your crazy week this week at Indiana. And I mean it when I say this, not just because I'm talking to you. I said this a couple weeks ago. The women's game has become so much more compelling than the men's game. Now, I'm not going to let you get into this argument over that, but I just think the storylines in women's basketball have been pretty interesting the last couple of years. And I tell you, the play in the Big Ten, the league is good with women's basketball. And I think, and I know you understand that, but what a weird week for Indiana women's basketball. So I saw you played, I think, a day game Monday against Illinois, who hasn't had the greatest of seasons. They pick up, I think, a double-digit victory over you. Then you come home to Bloomington, and you play Iowa, I think, ranked fourth, and you really controlled that game and beat them. So tell us about kind of this crazy week of women's college basketball in the Big Ten for you.
I mean, the Big Ten's a really good league, and they're, you know, a lot of really good teams. And Illinois, they say they're not having as good of a season they did last year, but they are very good and they're very dangerous. We beat them earlier by 6 at our place, but we knew with the way their team is structured and Coach Green does a good job with them, but they're a really tough matchup for us. And, you know, we showed up and we did not play great and they played well. They did things that we did not take away and they took advantage of what we were doing. And quite honestly, we got our butts kicked. You know, I give them credit of they drove to the rim and we did not stop it. And our adjustments didn't work and they kept on getting to the rim and it was not a good performance for us. And they were good. And so for us, it was, you know, a little humbling because we did not play how we wanted to play. And again, a lot of that was due to them. You know, so we had to come back Tuesday. I thought we had a great practice. Wednesday, we had a good practice. And so as good as Iowa is, I had a confidence going in, like, if we play like we practice, we're going to be in good shape. And we went out there and, you know, Caitlin Clark's phenomenal. She is really, really good. And she's hard to defend. And she's, you know, the best player in the country. And it's hard. But, you know, our goal was she's going to have to see a lot of different players. And, you know, we mixed up matchups on her, made it difficult. When we played them at their place, they kicked our butt up there. And so we had to make some adjustments. Up when we played Iowa earlier, a lot of their other players had good games for us. So we try, okay, let's make it tougher for them. And, so we took away some of their other options and I think that helped. And, you know, we played with a physicality and toughness yesterday, that we haven't played with in a couple weeks. And so we kind of got back to our physical defense and, you know, our defense let us, you know, kind of got us going. And then we have some really good shooters and we started making some shots.
And I'm just curious, and I know, you know, we've been watching this for several years. You know, are you at all surprised, though, at, man, she's just going to shoot it from there? I mean, she's going to throw it up from that. Now, and a lot of times it goes in. But I just think it's been absolutely bananas just watching some of that. It's like, wow, that's her range. She can just shoot it from there. I mean, what's it like just kind of, I don't even know how you'd try to defend that and say, hey, we're going to let her shoot it from 31 feet. Oh, yeah. No, we're not. We got to defend it because she can score. She can make it right from there.
And, you know, and we've got, you know, one of our guards, Chloe Moore McNeil, has, you know, guarded her for a few years. And, you know, she takes pride in her. And so she has to pick her up. You know, she knows she has to be on her before she gets to half court. But the one thing I thought we did well last night was we didn't let her get early easy threes. It's hard to kind of get going shooting a bunch of tough shots. But if she can get a couple easier shots to go, then those tough shots become easier for her. And so we didn't let her get the easy ones to get going early. And then I thought that, you know, that made it difficult. But every shot she had, she was contested. She didn't get any open looks. And, you know, we had a lot of help defense flowing to her. But she's so dangerous because, you know, everybody notices her shooting and her range and how far she can shoot it from. But she's a fantastic passer. And she's really fast. You know, I feel like, oh, just deny her. That's a lot easier said than done because she's fast. And if you try to deny her, she's going to go by you. She's really hard to game plan for. But I thought, you know, we came up with a plan and our players just, they bought in and they fought. And the thing is they hit her. She had to see bodies and she had contact all night long.
Yeah. And Indiana wins the game by double digits over Iowa on Thursday night. You know, you're at a program, Indiana, very successful on the women's side, and you've been drawing big crowds the last couple of years. You have to feel pretty good about kind of the status of where women's college basketball is at. Like I said, I think it's far more interesting game now than the men's game. But just how do you see it in terms of growth and popularity?
The big thing is growth is, you know, before when we first got it, it's 10 years now, most of our fans were kids and older adults. Well, we have regular male, former male players that are, you know, coming to our games that love watching it. You know, I think that the talent level, the athleticism has risen in women's basketball, but there's still there's not as many ISOs there, you know, like a lot of the men's game now, because the players are so talented and so good, there's a lot of one-on-one. Well, while our athleticism has increased, we're not in that situation where you can just sit there and go one-on-one all game and expect to win. So there's more actions. I think there's a little more maybe offensive intricacies that are there. And I said, for us, you know, we have some really, really good players. You know, we have who I think is the best post player in the country, Mackenzie Holmes, who has phenomenal footwork, great touch. And, you know, people watch her and they're always impressed of her footwork. And they're like, you know, a lot of that's just the work that she does every day. And I think the work ethic of our players and the competitiveness of them continues to grow. And so because of that, their skill grows and the quality of the game grows.
All right. So a couple other things I just want to ask you. I know we're talking to you the Friday after the Iowa game, and I know associate head coach got a lot going on. We appreciate the time. What here's a question for you. What's the most misunderstood thing, you know, that maybe the general fan has about the commitment or the everyday life of a Division I student athlete?
I think the commitment level depends on how good you want to be. And I say, like, we are fortunate. We have players that we have 12 players on a roster, and all 12 players are going to text one of our staff members every day and ask for an extra workout the next day. So like on a normal weekday, Mackenzie Holmes is going to be in the gym for a 10 o'clock workout, and Lily Meiser is going to be in there for 11. And like, they all have their own 30-minute to an hour workout that they're going to do between classes before practice. And so it's ways that they can, for some of them, like, you know, right now, Mackenzie's playing 30 minutes a game. We're doing a lot of just maintenance of keeping her rhythm going. Whereas some of our younger players, we're still working on improving specific skills, whether offensively or defensively, that they get a 30 minute by themselves. And then they got class all day, then they're coming back. And then we got, you know, film, then they got weights, and then we got practice. Then after practice, they got, you know, rehab and body maintenance. You know, so there's a lot going on. There's a big commitment that, you know, it's a lot of people think it's fun, but for the ones that, if you want to be great, it is fun. If you just, you know, you're clocking in and clocking out, then it's a lot of work. But for ours, they embrace it, and they want the extra work, and they want the extra one-on-one time that they're getting to take their game to another level.
Well, a lot of times I hear people say, you know, general fan base, well, geez, they're getting a scholarship to play basketball. How easy is that? Now, I know what tuition costs. I get that. So, you know, people are going to push back on me and say, well, yeah, you know, tuition is at a university like Indiana. Yeah, I get it. But what you just explained in terms of the commitment level and what you have to, the type of input you have to provide as the student athlete, it ain't easy.
Right. And then, you know, in a place like here in Indiana, they're recognized everywhere they go. And, you know, they love it. But it's also, you know, our players can't just go out to eat anonymously. They go out to eat and they're going to have, you know, kids coming up asking for autographs. You know, our game's over last night and we put 20 minutes on the clock so, you know, fans can come down, and our players are there for an hour signing autographs, you know, and they got family who they want to go see. But like, they're going to, hey, we got fans who want autographs, we're going to sign them. And, you know, I know a lot of places do that, but it's, we got special ones that they're not leaving people behind. They're out there trying to see and trying to be a part of it. And, you know, it's who they are.
All right. The last thing I was going to ask you, So what is the the aha moment for you? Now, you've been doing it for a while, but still to be, you know, to say, hey, this is my vocation in life. I'm a Division I college basketball coach at a Big Ten university, right? Associate head coach of the Indiana women's program. I coach at all these great venues in the Big Ten. You know, when I go on the road, you know, I'm at Mackey or I go to State Farm Center in Champaign. I get to go to the Barn at Minneapolis, you name it. I'm, you know, do you take it for granted now? It's old hat, or are there these reflective moments where you step back and say, man, I'm really doing this right now, and this is my living?
I think there are times that you start taking it for granted, but I'll even go, like last night, you look up and there's over we go in the locker room about 40 minutes before the game, and we look up at 40 minutes and our upper deck is almost completely full 40 minutes before the game. So that's not that, hey, we played in front of 17,000 fans. There were 17,000 fans there 40 minutes before the game started. And, you know, they're doing the lineups and our student sections over there going crazy. You just kind of get these goosebump feelings of this is why, you know, this is the experience of why these kids, you know, come to Indiana to have, to play in front of atmospheres like this. You know, we go on the road, you know, when we are playing at Purdue and they've got, you know, I don't know what they average, but they're going to fill it up for us and they're going to cheer straight against us. And it's kind of cool of, you know what, this isn't playing in front of 2,000 fans that like we got here. It's grown and there's a little more on the line and it's, you know, there's something serious going on. You know, last year we played our last regular season game in front of a sellout crowd and we won it and won the Big Ten championship. So like those are like, these are what you're doing, but then it's also, you know, having conversations with, you know, Mackenzie Holmes broke our all time scoring record and her dad and her mom coming up to me, like talking about, you know, 7 years ago, me sitting in their house in Maine, recruiting her of like, you know, everything's coming full circle and seeing the development of, not just the players there, but the people they become. Yeah, I still remember there was a young lady we recruited, one of our first recruits, and there were people that had said, you know, I don't know if she can make it in Indiana. And I still remember her senior day and her graduation day. And she didn't just make it, she graduated. And she's still playing professionally, but it's like, it was her graduating from Indiana that people didn't think she could do that part. Not the basketball part, but just her growth academically, personally, those are big things.
All right. Well, it's been great to visit with Rhett Wiersma, 2000 grad of Farmington High School, associate head coach of the Indiana University women's basketball program. And we always tell people, long live the Olympic Conference. And one of the greatest players in that league was Rhett Wiersma. So awesome to visit with you. And we'll be following the Indiana Hoosiers, man. Good luck to you.
Well, thank you, and congratulations to the Olympic Conference regional champions.
All right, and we'll have more coming up on WRMJ.